I don't know how much, I don't want to take too much of your time, but let's talk about a couple of specifics.
Oh, I'm fine. It's Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I think the lawnmower guy's finally.
Yeah.
I don't, my yard's only that big. I don't know why it does.
So, you know, I could literally ask you, or I would love for you to talk about every song in this collection, but I'll, because I, every one of them is really top notch, and I really was really touched by all of them. But Up on River Road takes your heart to some place that kind of hard to explain. I mean, first of all, just the title alone, and then the notion or the picture that is that there is a place that we can go and be healed. And it's kind of a mystery, magical process because you don't really take us into what's going on up on River Road very clearly. You just tell us that when you come back, you'll be changed. So I don't know where River Road is, but in my imagination, it's somewhere coming down from a mountain or something like that. I don't know. But can you talk a little bit? And then, of course, that wonderful chorus and all that. Can you talk a little bit about that song, how you came
well,
up to
I
that?
Well, I would. And Up on River Road, it's where I work.
Okay. Okay.
You know, as the music coordinator, music therapy, music and spirituality. Yeah. And it's a place called Cumberland Heights in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
Which is really well known for healing people with mental health, substance abuse issues. And working with the patients there, it's amazing to watch them come, and they come broken and in the dark and hopeless. Yeah. And there's things that happen up on this place. And you watch people's lives change, and then they leave there and continue that. But, you know, to watch a person heal like that is just a really powerful thing. So I wrote the song for that place, and I get to perform it quite often for them. And I remember when I sent it to Denny, I said, well, people, you know, this is really great. I want to save this part to play it for the folks at Cumberland, because I said, Denny, nobody knows where Cumberland Heights is. He goes, but yeah, it's a place everybody would want to go.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To go heal.
Right.
And so it's really cool you bring that up, but that's what the song is about. And again, I wrote it and did a version of it, and then this is a newer version, which I think is much better and a little more refined.
Yeah.
And, I love performing it.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, actually, I was going to suggest it to my little trio that I play with that we put it on our set list too, right? Because I go, oh, there's a song.
I'd be honored.
There's a song that would find people in good stead, right? So, yeah, it's a wonderful tune,
you.
Yeah. Now, it, up in River Road, what is the healing process? So you've been through this. I can share something with you, just so you know. I've experienced. My brother was a drug addict and very severe problem he had, and he suffered from mental illness. But would do, no matter how hard we reached out to him as a family, he just rejected all of our assistance, because clearly what he would have to give up was going to be too great, right? And he eventually, died out on the street. He disappeared, of course, and I'm sure you've heard this story many times, but,
he disappeared
out of our lives, and my parents suffered till the day they died, you know, aching to know where he was. But, you know, it's so amazing. But you ask yourself, you know, you see so many things on news and things. I mean, how do people get through this journey? I mean, alcohol is one thing and cigarettes are another thing, but you know, drugs are a strange animal, right? They seem to weave back and
forth.
Well,
I am a person that I'm in recovery, and I had an old life and I have a new life, and I almost died, and you know, alcohol and any other kind of drug, they're all the same, really, pretty much. It's interesting. It just takes some sort of power that's greater than yourself. And I think that's, you know, when they come up on River Road, there's tools that people can use. But boy, you got to admit you're licked. And I come from a John Wayne generation where,
Me too.
You know, I'll pull myself up by my own bootstraps, which is kind of, you know, you can argue that both ways for sure. But we all find that we can't do that. Even as a family member like you were, you found out, God, we're powerless over this. It's awful to watch. And so they come there to get all the stuff out of their system, and then they start to learn some tools. And, you know, I have my path to recovery, which I took, which is a pretty good one, and I still practice that every day, probably more than I do songwriting. But we introduce people to the tools they need and how to, you know, you probably watched your brother maybe get sober a few times, but staying sober and staying off alcohol and other drugs is really the trick. And how do we face life, you know, the way that most people do? There's pain and there's discomfort, there's fear. I think it's all about fear.
Yeah.
How do we do that without...
Yes.
You know, and donuts and gambling and all the other stuff we use. So they get the tools there to do that. Hopefully they carry them away from River Road, up on River Road. But,
well,
you know,
they can take your song with them. I mean, you know, I've had my own problems, I won't deny, but song has always sort of managed to keep me going. But, you know, people, it's just amazing that you could...
The power of music.
Yeah, is absolute. Yeah.